This is DW News live from Berlin. Tonight, after that deadly metro accident in Mexico City, authorities are promising there will be a full investigation. It happened Monday night, the train plunging onto a road when an overpass collapsed. It killed 24 people. We'll bring you the latest from Mexico City. Also coming up tonight, India's hospitals struggling to cope as the number of coronavirus infections reaches more than 20 million. And calls for a nationwide lockdown are growing. And far-right crime here in Germany hits a record high with an aggressive coronavirus denial movement adding fuel to the fire. I'm Brent Goff. It's good to have you with us. We begin tonight in Mexico City. Authorities there are promising a full investigation into a deadly metro accident. At least 24 people died. Dozens were injured when an elevated section of track collapsed on Monday night. Local residents have been expressing concerns about cracks in the structure for years.
The cleanup operation is underway. Two train carriages hang above the road, creating a daunting rescue operation for emergency workers. Line 12 is the newest of Mexico City's metro system. The train was traveling between stops when the overpass gave way, sending rubble and carriages tumbling down onto a busy road. Relatives of those trapped face a nervous wait for any news.
My daughter-in-law called us. She was with my son. And she told us the structure fell down over them.
We don't have any news about my sister. They don't have her name in the list. We called her cell phone and there was no answer. So some of us are looking for her in different hospitals. God willing, we'll find her.
Rescue workers initially used ladders to gain access to the survivors before authorities halted the rescue operation due to concerns the train could fall at any moment. A crane later arrived to secure the carriages. As always, the Attorney General's office must carry out an investigation that began just last night. But we are also looking today for an international company that is certified in both subway and structural matters to carry out an external technical investigation so that we can get to the bottom of this unfortunate incident. Line 12's construction was plagued by complaints, and there are reports that damage was noticed on the overpass many years ago.
All right, we want to bring in now Andalucía Knoll-Soloff. She's a journalist in Mexico City. It's good to have you with us. What more do we know about this accident tonight?
Well, we know that people are very, very upset about it because this was not an accident, that it had been reported that the structure was damaged in 2017 when there was an earthquake, and it is unclear if this was attended to and whether or not there was a main column right where the overpass was that collapsed. And pictures have emerged showing that it was already leaning down and that wondering why this was not fixed. And as was mentioned in the report, this metro line is new, modern. It's an elevated line that serves 500,000 people in the most working class neighborhoods of Mexico City, people that spend hours on the metro every day because they live on the outskirts of the city. And the metro, when it opened in 2012, a year later, it had it closed for 20 months because it was improperly built from the beginning. So it has there's many questions of how did it happen that it was improperly built in the beginning? Why was it not fixed since the earthquake? And how is it that this kind of lack of maintenance? Also, we know that earlier this year in January, a main control center caught on fire. And last year, a person died when two trains crashed. So it's giving the context. What we know more is that everyone has been brought to hospitals. Another person died in a hospital, 24 people. Have died. There are around 80 people injured, and there are still people that are trying to locate their family members that they have not been able to find out what hospital they're in or if they have died.
I want to just be clear on this. So you're saying that the Metro Authority knew about problems in this section of track where the train derailed yesterday, correct?
Yes, that it is correct that it definitely, it's been circulating on social networks of posts that came out in 2018, also in 2020 and 2017, showing that there was damage. Today, in a morning press conference, the mayor of Mexico City, Claudia Sheinbaum, was asked what the government had done and what the subway authorities had done to respond to this issue. And she said, we are investigating it. She did not give more details. So it is not clear what happened once they knew that there was structural damage. But it is clear that there really is a problem of maintenance. And right now, 8,000 subway workers have announced that they're going on strike and shutting down the whole metro system that serves 6 million people every single day. It's one of the biggest metro systems in the entire world. There are very few details that have come out about this strike, but it is possible that the whole subway system will shut down because the workers are protesting the negligence in this system and that it has not been maintained properly.
Yeah, but a strike is certainly going to cause major headaches there across the city. I understand that an independent organization has been asked to come in and conduct an investigation into this tragedy. I'm wondering how much faith do the people in Mexico City have in getting an accurate assessment of what happened yesterday?
People have very little faith in the government in general because of incidents like this and the corruption. Who was the mayor of Mexico City at the time that this was inaugurated, Marcelo Ebrard, is today one of the most important politicians in Mexico. He's the minister of foreign affairs and many believe to be the next presidential candidate for the party in power, Morena. So people are questioning what was his role in it. People don't trust in the government, but I know you, people may ask, okay, well, people keep taking the subway. It's very important to mention that here in Mexico, the subway, there's no option for the people that take the subway. The subway is largely lower middle class and lower class working people take the subway because they have no other option to get to work. So it's not that they will, if they feel that it's not safe, which many people in the pandemic felt that it was not safe to be with so many people crowded in a subway, but they don't have any other option. They have to go to work and will take the subway. That subway line will be closed for a long time and adding hours of transit commuting time for the commuters.
Journalist Andalusia Canoa-Soloff with the latest tonight from Mexico City. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, calls are growing for a national lockdown in India after the country passed more than 20 million reported coronavirus infections today. Experts say the real number is likely to be much higher. Hospitals are struggling to treat patients as they run out of beds and oxygen. And crematoria cannot keep up with the numbers of dead.
Every few minutes, the bodies of the dead arrive here. Relatives watch on as their loved ones and the lives they once knew go up in flames. New pyres are being built rapidly to keep up with the demand. It's not just the crematoriums that are at their limit. An influx of medical equipment, including desperately needed oxygen supplies, has been arriving from abroad. But medical staff say it's not enough to stem the flow of critically ill patients trying, and often failing, to find a hospital bed.
We have reached the limits of what we can do as a hospital. So the next, I mean, it should have started earlier, is that the government has to intervene in more ways than just providing oxygen. Oxygen is only one thing. What we need is surge capacity building. And one is surge capacity building in terms of new hospitals, quickly built up prefabricated hospitals with beds, ventilators, ICUs, staffing, which people have to be moved like in a disaster management situation. We have to look at it, imagine it like an earthquake almost.
It's a message that is resonating in the sports world too. The hugely popular Indian Premier League has now been suspended indefinitely. Two players recently tested positive for the virus. This development has sent international cricket teams scrambling to get home amid border closures and travel restrictions. But some fans say it was necessary. It's a huge decision, but it should have been made earlier. The pandemic is getting more severe every day. The country and its people should always come first. Sports can happen anytime. It's more important to save the country. With a slight fall in new infections, there are tentative signs of hope. But for those who need help now, time and oxygen is running out.
While India struggles to bring infections under control, Bangladesh's coronavirus lockdown appears to be working. Infection numbers have started to drop. The government is extending the restrictions until mid-May. But the country's poorest residents, they are struggling to find work and, in some cases, even food.
There are many new mouths to feed in the Bangladeshi capital, Dhaka. The coronavirus pandemic and the lockdown are hitting people hard, especially those already straining to make ends meet. For many, the food provided by this charity is all they have to eat at the end of their daily Ramadan fast, or iftar. I've lost my job in this coronavirus pandemic. I have no earnings, so I come here for iftar. I am fasting. I pull my rickshaw under the sun, but I make very little money and I'm too poor to buy iftar. So I come here for free food. The government imposed a strict nationwide lockdown in April to try to contain a massive surge in infections. They're optimistic that the measures are working, as cases appear to be falling. But the restrictions are taking a heavy toll. More than two-thirds of people in Bangladesh have been forced to stop work or close their businesses, at least for a time, because of the pandemic. These lockdowns are hitting our bread and butter. I stock dates for Ramadan, but because of the lockdown, I had to keep my shop closed. The dates are rotting, as I was unable to sell them. This is difficult for us, these lockdowns. My perfumes and skullcaps are still inside my closed shop. I was expecting to sell them all during the month over Ramadan, before Eid, but I doubt that's going to happen. It is very problematic for us. But the government is resisting pressure to open up more quickly, saying this would lead to more casualties, especially with the end of Ramadan approaching in the middle of May. They're also concerned that what's happening in India could come to Bangladesh. They say if the Indian variant is allowed to circulate on the streets of Bangladesh, the consequences would be devastating. They're urging Bangladeshis not to let their guard down, despite their desire to get back to normal. For many, though, this situation is already dire and will only get worse if the pandemic is not brought under control.
Well, here in Germany, the number of crimes committed by right-wing extremists has jumped to its highest level in 20 years. That's according to a government report released today. Interior Minister Horst Seehofer described right-wing extremism as the biggest threat to national security. The report says most of these attacks are motivated by racism. It also highlights a new risk from the increasingly aggressive coronavirus denial movement, which has been linked to anti-Semitism, anti-democratic speech, and right-wing violence. Well, earlier, I spoke with Carol Keller from the neo-Nazi watchdog NSU Watch, and I asked her whether this attitude will change the way the country is policed.
Yeah, we always hear these statements, but we don't see the right measurements taken after these statements. For example, the authorities, they have to take weapons away from known neo-Nazis. There are even statistics in Germany how many known neo-Nazis got weapons and nobody takes them away from them. And also, like I said, we have to stop talking about lone wolves and have to see neo-Nazi and right-wing networks and, they have to be stopped. They have to be stopped from working as networks and structures. And after that, maybe the problem will be smaller, but only statements is not enough. We have to see measurements after that.
All right, sports news now. Champions League football and Manchester City have reached the final for the first time ever after beating Paris Saint-Germain 2-0. The man of the match, Riyad Mahrez, who hit the net twice for the Premier League side. City will face the winner of Wednesday's clash between Chelsea and Real Madrid in the final on May 29th. You're watching DW News. DW Business News is up next with Janelle. Stick around. She will be right back.